Good morning. We're going to call to order the meeting of the Lafayette Hearing Authority for September 16th, 2025. It's 9:15 a.m. And our first item of business is approval of minutes from July 15, 2025. Is there a motion to?
So moved.
Second.
I'm moved and seconded. Any corrections or questions about minutes?
Had none.
None.
Hearing none. All those in favor of approval?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Same sign. Thank you. We'll go next to old business, which is one item, order to comply and notice to appear at a demolition hearing for a garage structure at 101 Park Avenue. Start with that. Mike?
Good morning. Mike McIver with the Engineer's Office. So 101 Park Avenue, last hearing, we did get a demo order for the garage. She had till the 16th of August to either comply or we were going to demo the garage. She did get the permits. She got started on that. We actually have now a inspection set for tomorrow for the structure part of that. So they have done a lot of work to it. They've gone on. I did do another month extension for her because she is getting that taken care of. Tomorrow we'll go do that inspection and we'll keep moving with that. But she has moved forward with getting that taken care of.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, I think that's what really all we asked for.
Correct.
Some
yes.
Progress, and we'll work with you. So it's good news.
I guess my question is, you're giving her a month extension, obviously. So it's going month by month.
Month at a time, yep.
Month so, at a time to find if it was making progress. We're still making progress. That's
correct. It's got to be consistent progress. It can't be
yes, it can
like
be
tomorrow
set.
We do an inspection, we see nothing for the next month. She's been made very clear, if it stops, we're coming in. So yeah. That's how okay. It's going to work.
Great. Thank you.
Oh, that's great. Do we need a motion on that?
Nope.
Okay. Just an update,
mm-hmm.
Really?
Yep.
That's good stuff. Under new business, we have an order to comply and notice appeared at our for a demolition hearing on 1307 Washington Street.
All right. We have Mike McIver. We'll have him go ahead and present on this property to start.
We'll go quickly through the PowerPoint here, and then we'll get into questions on this. But basically, 1307 Washington Street, utilities have been shut off. Windows have been boarded up finally. But there's been multiple code violations. They've been the same repeat code violations since 2017 that I was able to go back and find on this, to include a hole that's been in the roof the whole time and the same stuff there. It was determined unsafe, 1/13 of 2025, and a sign was posted with a letter to the owner at that time about the house being unsafe. And that was also a repair order that given them time to start working on those repairs of the items that we had listed. 10/7 of 21, that's when the first letter went out for repairing property, okay? That was sent out to Barry Richardson and Christopher Ray at an address in Delphi. As of 8/12 of 2025, the address in Tippecanoe Beacon was exactly the same, so there's been no change in address for who that letter goes out to. Notice and fine letters were sent out by Phil Latshaw on 10/7 of 21, you see the dates here, 10/25, 8/15, 9/23. So basically, we're looking at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 letters that have gone out since then, prior to me even, for the same property.
And are each of those with a fine?
Yeah, they're all reiterating the code violations, and some of those were the fine letters.
I'm sorry, those are just outstanding. They're just sitting.
Yes.
Yeah.
Correct. The violations that were documented by Phil back then, holes in the roof, flashing around chimney, windows missing and broken, paint and siding and peeling, needs protective coating, fascia needs repaired, exterior wood trim and weathered, needs new protective coating, steps on the front porch need repaired, foundation needs tuck pointed. All the same items that were listed by Phil have been still there. They're the same things that are still there. New issues that I've noticed were missing and loose bricks in the foundation, causing foundation issues. Front porch needs repaired. OSB is it's basically rotting is what's going on there. Unstable support under the porch. And then unknown structure issue. Inside, we don't know because we've had a hole in the roof since 2017. We're only doing a visual from the outside. So We know there's going to be interior issues with the support and stuff, but we can't tell you what that is because we've not been inside the house to see that. Then just some pictures of the different items I have listed on that. Any questions?
Thank you, Mike. Mm-hmm. I do have a few things just to clarify. So how long have the utilities been disconnected at this property?
That's been since 2016.
Okay. Based on that fact, is it reasonable to conclude that the property has been abandoned since 2016?
Yes. Water's a mandate. That's required to be habitable. So if that's been shut off since 16, it's definitely been abandoned since then.
As you discussed, the hearing authority, well, I don't know if this was mentioned, the hearing authority declared this property abandoned on January 21st, 2025 due to the unpaid taxes and other findings set forth in its order. Were the taxes subsequently paid to prevent tax sale?
Yes, they have been.
An order to repair was issued, as you mentioned, on January 13th of 2025. Has the order been complied with?
No.
A seal order was also issued on the same date. Has that order been complied with?
Yes, that has been.
In your opinion, will this structure continue to deteriorate if demolition does not proceed?
Yes, I do believe that.
Thank you. All right. Thank you, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
And do we have either Mr. Christopher Richardson or Barry Richardson here?
Yes, Barry.
Hi, Barry.
Hi, Barry.
Would you like to come up?
You are Laura, aren't you?
I'm Kara.
Kara?
Yeah.
I'm sorry about that.
That's okay. If you would like to come up. I do have a few questions, and then I'll provide you with some time to share what you'd like with the board, if that's okay?
Sure.
You might want to just give your name and address, please.
Name is Barry O. Richardson. Live at 2585 North, 1150 West, Delphi, Indiana.
And to confirm, you are one of the owners of the property?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what maintenance or repair, if any, have you made in the last 5 years on this property?
The issue is always that since I lost my job in August of 21, COVID cut a lot of my finances down. Every plan I'd had, and I had currently at the time was making payments on two vehicles, and so it cut my finances that I wanted to invest in the house. It's never that I didn't intend to invest back into the house. The issue is that I had other things that kept happening in front of that. Mm-hmm. My girl has gotten cancer. I've been dealing with that. We've had to deal with she's on permanent disability now. My mother, she went into a wheelchair, been taking care of her on that. She had broken a femur. She's injures it every so often. So she's wheelchair-bound now. This summer was just hot. I wanted to get down there and replace the roof and do the foundation. I don't know if they know it. I have pictures where it was started on the foundation. The problem is that the constant issue, I don't get along with anyone here in this city, and the fact of it is nobody wants to work with me. The fact of it is, I already decided I could get this done as soon as the weather got cooler, because I like a cooler temperature. I'll pass out if I get too high. I've done roofing before myself. I can do the roof. The issue was with the roof was they made an issue about the bricks is on the chimney. Is I was taking the chimney out. So I take the chimney out, re-put the roof back over, and that would be done. There's no sense. I have already two windows down in the basement. There's no sense of me putting windows in when the kids around the neighborhood are breaking them out. That would be kind of silly and ridiculous to keep investing money into something someone else keeps tearing up. So I complied with the boards to get those windows covered up. I had even mentioned here just at this last hearing about even moving back myself just so I could be full-time and work on it. The problem is right now with my girl, is between the cancer that she has, two different types of cancer plus an intestinal cancer that's affecting her organs plus one that's also got her in as far as liver and then kidneys. She's got different things that are going on so bad right now, I'm trying to get her through that. Right, it's been so bad is just here. A couple days ago, I had to pick her up off the ground outside. Her daughter literally had to call me three times, and I didn't recognize the number, and went outside to find her to pick her up. This constantly happens. So it's me not being around here is what's difficult. The problem is if one person getting up on the roof, I have to have my brother. My brother doesn't get off until after 3 o'clock. So it only gives me a few hours towards the evening after he takes care of his animals that I can go do this. I do take him down there, and every now and then we're able to go do certain things. The issue is not that siding that was on that you show. That is coming off. It has always been my intention to pull that. I have a different type of thing that I wanted to do the outside of that. It's you screw on laminate wood, and then you screw metal mesh, and then you screw masonry over the top of it. There's a house over on Monroe Street that's done exactly that same way, and that was always my intention to do that. The rear rear portion add-on to the house that was done years ago, I always had intended on removing that. The issue is that between COVID, losing my job, and everything that's happened, things have gotten in the way. And that where's the problem is that over the pettiness. It's the pettiness between, and I'm going to use the word Karen because I don't know any other word. I don't know their names. There's people behind me. Their son has broken my windows, been in my yard, damaged my property. There's a lady across the street that bought, which was my former aunt's house. She has been, constantly taking pictures or calling or this and that. Jay Rosen, I don't know if he's in here now, he even said it's the one behind me that's caused him the most grief, so I don't know. I just know the fact that between the neighbors next door throwing their garbage in my yard, causing me extra funds and fines and fees and everything else like that, it's been difficult. The problem is I put my family as a priority to be there for them. Because I'm not working, and I haven't had a consistent job. It's not like I'm not trying to work. I do want to work. But I can't very well if I'm actually around to take care of the elderly mother who's 78 years old, bound to a wheelchair, hoping she can drive again, which it's not a good idea, and then turn around to my girl who is 61 years old, who has two types of cancer plus intestinal organ failures, and there's two different types, liver and kidneys. I just got a lot of stress and had no financial abilities to go ahead and do all the repairs that required the money. I do have a little bit of money left over that I can go ahead and do the roof now. I can repair the roof, get the roof out of the way, and I can repair the masonry to get that out of the way. I was never intended on leaving the porch the way it is, but the problem with the porch is my brother and I are 600 pounds combined effort between the both of us can walk up and down and all around that porch. So how is 600 pounds safe enough to do what we need to do? It's not something I'm planning on leaving permanently. It's the issue is it's a henpecking. The issue is, does this council want to just remove my house and get me out of the way? I've already made a phone call yesterday to the governor's office. I'm going to have things looked into further. So if that's all you want to do is just destroy the house, and then I have to turn around and try to find an attorney who will actually take me on either pro bono or turn around, however that works out. The issue that I've tried to be friendly with everyone, and everyone just needs to take a bite out of me on a constant basis. The issue as far as $3,300 at the county here, or the city here, is trying to say that I owe for this and that and this and that. And then he tried to say that I owed $3,500 for the repair work as far as removing tall weeds or trees or whatever. That stuff is just tall bushes and tall growth. The fact of it is it does it more benefit to be there than it does to remove it. That's the reason why I've never removed it. The fact that this all started was over Phil Lachette. Phil Lachette, I was willing to comply and did try to comply and started to comply when Phil Lachette started off. But the problem is with Phil Lachette is that then he added on electrical. Well, electrical's $20,000 to add on right off the bat. That's not there no more. Where did that go? That disappeared. It's not on there no more. But we sure put it on there to start all this. If you keep going after somebody and don't just work with them, like I said, you didn't have to. You think all this makes a difference for you because it justifies the legalities of it. Until it becomes publicly known that I have been made a target, the city has never treated me like a citizen or a tax-paying citizen, and I've never, ever been treated by anyone in here with respect. You, ma'am, yes, but I don't think you understand everything around here because I grew up in this town.
Mr. Richardson.
This house was my mother's.
Mr. Richardson, I do want to refocus, and I do hear you. I do want to refocus so that the property has been sitting abandoned since 2016. And as we talked about at the last meeting, that has led to some of the deterioration over time. And do you believe at this point, after it's been sitting and in such a state of disrepair, it could be rehabilitated at this point?
Yes.
Okay, and
you have to look at me like an ignorant person if you're going to ask that question to me a second time.
No, I don't think it's an ignorant question.
No, the reason why is I just want you to understand something. I'm not as educated as people might know, but I'm going to tell you this much. Both houses were paid for. Okay? My mother bought that house in 79 with $10,000 of my father's life insurance policy. Okay? It's an emotional attachment. That's all it is. Okay? There's a man who everything that happened, not of love, this is hate. This is despise. I stabbed a man once. It's got nothing but memories of growing up. But what do you do when you have nothing? I have two sons that were supposed to take over the house, and they're both in siding and construction and this and that. But between the two, got into a, lack of a better word, pissing match, and now turn around and I don't have them to fall on, and they've got their families. So this delays that you're talking about is not intentional. The issue with it intentional is I don't know how many phone calls you can get for somebody where it's not harassment. You know, that's the problem. The issue is I own my own home where I'm at. No one harasses me because they know it won't do no good. I'm out in the middle of nowhere. I moved there for one reason. Do you want to know why I moved that, what talked me and told me to move out there? It was because of here. Is because of the people next door, the people around me, and the people that run the city. So tearing this house down makes you feel better and accomplished, then by means you do what you got to do. But the problem is, if you're going to do it, why don't you take it out of your own pocket instead of trying to punish me more? You're looking for fees and fines and everything you can to punish me.
I don't think we're looking for any of that. You've had a lot of life issues that we're sorry to hear about, but it has been, and it's an emotional attachment you have for this structure, but it's been 9 years since it's been in this condition, and the city just, I think that's
I got I got the house in that condition though, sir. That's the problem is that the problem was when I moved out and I was still there. The problem is you guys got coons. Are we allowed to shoot a coon in the city limit? No. Are we allowed to shoot a groundhog in the city limit? No. So these animals go unaddressed. We're not allowed to do anything. You have no one that will do that. Animal control doesn't deal with it. Police officers don't shoot animals unless they're dogs or people. And then turn around and what am I supposed to do when an animal comes along, chews a hole in my roof? Yeah. I've already seen as far as what I need to see on the inside. The structure-wise is solid. That's all I can tell you. I had every intention on getting me a dumpster down there, but I don't know. I'm fighting with the people with the dumpsters. It's just hard to get a dumpster down for a temporary time for 2 months so I can get accomplished what I need to get accomplished. I've seen other structures that are close to mine. I got a picture on my phone. I'd have to dig it up and show you. It's not that hard, but it's right on top of the hill. And the person who actually has this structure that sits right close to the road that gets overlooked, that nobody seems to think about, was the former mechanic when there used to be a gas station across the street here at City Hall. The thing is, it's an eyesore in itself, and I think it used to be a house. No one's addressing that. There's nepotism galore here right now.
There are a lot of eyesores the city is addressing, and there's been a long process with this property.
Yep.
Nobody's not sympathetic. Nobody's looking to ruin your life or your day, but I think the city's demonstrated incredible amount of patience for 9 years. I mean, that's a fact.
What, other than tearing it down to make yourselves feel better, because Kiger Bakery set out there on 38 for how long time? And it's actually more of a public danger than my house is. My house is not a danger. And I didn't quabble about the sign that they put on there that was an embarrassment to look at for one reason. Because it let people know it's their responsibility if they come and trespass. There's people right now that go to abandoned houses. I've got these offers on buying a house, but when I call back to them, I don't get anything.
Can I ask you another question, Mr. Richardson? I had a follow-up question. You said you believe that the house can be rehabilitated.
Yes.
Do you have a time frame and financing planned out to in order to rehabilitate the home?
Yes. We're on fixed income right now with my girl. My mother has fixed income, too. In between now and then, the other money that I get is from my brother. No, one second, please. If you will allow me to address the foundation with the mortar the way I have, because I have pictures where I started it, finish that, finish the roof, let me strip the siding off. Is there any way I can get, what time is it right now? It's September. Okay, you got September, you got October, November, December, January, February. Okay, by February, can I have an extension and at least see what I can get accomplished during that period? And as far as, I don't have any problem if I'm fighting, because I've always heard you can't fight City Hall. Now I know.
I just need right now because I don't need...
whoever is in your departments hounding at me. I don't need the people that are in front or back hounding you people to where you have to hound me constantly. Leave me alone. Let me finish what I'm doing and be done with it. Do I have to cut the porch off and the roof off to make it happy now? Because here's the problem. My truck went out. That's been a problem. And now we got my girl's dad's truck, and it's constantly had issues that he didn't either address or whatever that I've been dealing with. That's why I have a truck to do the work. I'm a 60-year-old man, and I act like I'm 30 or 20.
As you heard Mr. MacGyver talking about the update from last month, we work on a month-by-month basis. So once the hearing authority makes a determination, in the next 30 days, we have to have constant communication, and we need to see progress. That could potentially, depending on what progress, continuous progress is being made, it could, because the demolition process isn't over just because a determination is made today. There are additional steps that need to occur before that can occur. So you have time, but we need to see progress starting immediately, and we need to see continuous progress and no halting in that. And that would need to occur, and there would need to be
constant communication. Which item is going to satisfy everyone first?
That's a different issue. They have to take care of that. I think our job is to affirm a demolition permit.
It is.
And I would make the motion to affirm the demolition permit.
So we have, at this point, a motion and a second to affirm a demolition permit on 1307 Washington Street.
Correct.
Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. All those opposed, nay. Hearing none.
So now you can meet with them and talk about the plan.
Yep. If you'd like to stay after.
I'm sorry. My mind is just. So you're approving the permit?
We're approving the demolition of the home, but you are given time to respond. Yeah. And so it's up to you now to respond.
And nobody's moving out to tear it down.
That's it. We're not tearing it down tomorrow. But you have to respond or else the demolition permit will be executed.
Okay.
Thank you.
If you would like to stay after the hearing, we can meet with Mr. MacGyver and go over what needs to occur next.
MacGyver, I never knew who he was or this and that. I don't know if you grew up with me. Were you a cop? You had a problem with me? Did you ever have to point a gun at me?
That's next on your agenda. We'll continue the meeting. Thank you.
Okay. All right. You can have a seat or wait in the hall if you'd like, and we'll be with you after the hearing's over.
All right.
Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Next item is order to vacate premises and repair residential structure for 304 South 6th Street.
Okay. 304 South 6th Street. Currently, the west side, 304 South 6th Street, has a staircase that serves three apartments. It's 1W, 2W, and 3W. There are apartments on the front side, but those are not affected by this staircase itself. The staircase itself does not appear structurally sound. It's got different levels of posts on it, different ways they're put on the ground. The posts are decaying in that.
It's like one of them sitting on wood?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. There's many other code violations that also occur with this. Just some pictures that will kind of show you a little bit of the bottom part of that. Now, one thing I will say that's not in this that I went back and looked at, and I actually did confirm with Adam, who's the maintenance guy, those posts are basically the only structural support for that. It's not attached or affixed to the building itself, which, like I said, when I did this originally. As you go through here, you see even the steps, the railings that are rotting on it. Code violations. Okay, so the railing's minimum height's 36. I think I found one railing that actually met that height requirement. Oh. Matter of fact, your top railing that's up there on the very top level doesn't meet that. And as you see in here in this, it's got a extreme grade to it. So it's also an egress from in the apartment. So winter time, cold timing, ice, anything like that, you step out of that apartment, and you're slipping right down. Mm. This just showing some of the heights of headroom on it. Headroom's got a minimum height requirement of 80 inches. There's not one staircase that meets that requirement. So any steps you go up, you're going to be 59 to about 62 inches. In other words, I'm hitting my head every time I go up and down any of those steps.
You'd wear a helmet.
Yes. I think firemen are the only ones protected by that right now. Yeah. So this is going to be on the staircase itself again. It's not going to meet the minimum requirement for the hand railing itself. The width of it, it's supposed to be a minimum of 36 inches. The width of all the staircase is, as you see there, about 24. So you're not meeting that requirement either. This is going to show the level of that top. It's hard to tell visually, so I put the level on there to show you. It's about a 3/8 inch grade that's on that.
Oh, kind of away from the house.
Away from the house, yeah. So as you come out that, and that's the very top level. So on that third level, as you come out that egress door, you go straight into that grade on the balcony itself. Hmm. Safety concerns. The big safety concerns, other than just it deteriorating and falling down, this becomes a major issue. If we were to have a medical emergency, a fire, anything that happens there, fire getting up there, medical personnel getting up there, you've got the hazard getting up. Now, it comes to an even bigger issue if your guy gets somebody out of that apartment, because you're not going to be able to get a gurney, even if they use, if like medical personnel have a seat that they can put people in. But even with this, with that height requirement and the sides, that's almost impossible to get somebody even out of one of those upper apartments with that.
This is the only, for these apartments, this is the only entrance and exit for those
Correct.
For those three apartments?
It's the only way to get in and out of those
You can't
apartments.
Do it from inside the building?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
How many units are there below and other in the building? Do you know other than these three?
I believe there's six, and I apologize. I was going to go over there yesterday and look at this, but total in this building, I believe, are six, five to six apartments.
So there's three upstairs and two or three down below?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
And the two or three down below are, as far as we know?
Well, the ones that are accessible are actually on the other side. They're on the east side of the building. So it's almost like the house is split in half with the apartments on each side.
Okay.
Would this originally should have had a permit, I would guess?
Should have, but I couldn't find one anywhere.
That's my next question. Yeah.
So, go ahead, I'm sorry.
I was just going to ask, how did we hear about this?
So, this has actually been an ongoing situation. So, last year, Zach Digg, when he was in here, he got a housing inspection request for one of the apartments. I believe it was at 511. So, and I know this is going in here too. So you've got actually two houses, two addresses on one parcel in that area. So 511 New York and 304 South 6th Street, even though they're two different addresses, are actually on the same county parcel. So he was out there for 511, I believe it was, and when he was doing that one, saw this one and spoke with some tenants there and wound up going in to do housing inspections for them. He did address the staircase back then, and Charles was actually given a request to vacate those to get that staircase fixed. My understanding is he did vacate it temporarily. He did get a demo permit for that staircase itself. And then once nobody followed up or he assumed everybody was there thinking he was fixing it, he did absolutely nothing after that. And they started moving people back into it. So I got the call when a tenant in 2W actually had a water leak and did a bunch of damage in his apartment.
Oh.
That's when I got called out there to do that housing inspection, and then I noticed the staircase the same way, and I went back and found, well, this was already supposed to be demoed basically by him, and he didn't do it.
Well,
so what's the process of this? You have to vacate, have the tenants vacated before you can obviously demolish the staircase.
Correct, which is why we're here for the vacate. Once we get those vacated, we already gave him an order that staircase has to be fixed.
Yeah.
Ultimately, the only way I visually see fixing that, it's going to have to be demoed basically.
Sure.
And then we're going to need a structural engineer to give us a new staircase he's going to put. But that will also, because this is a historic area, will also have to be approved through the Historical Society.
So you're looking for, the question is, the motion to vacate those three apartments?
So we will need a modification to the original order. The original order broadly ordered the entire structure to be vacated. So we'll need a modification just for those three units and then to affirm or however the hearing authority would like to proceed, affirm or rescind the rest of the order.
So not all the apartments.
No.
Not all of the apartments, just the three west side apartments. Yes.
Can we do that today?
Yes.
And I will say, two of those three are already empty apartments. So there's not anybody that's going to be removed from two of the three apartments.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not good, but good.
For as long as he doesn't put more people.
Correct. Yeah. That's why we want to get those vacate so we can keep him from putting more people in there.
So will he have to find another place for the individual that's being vacated?
We cannot order him to find him an alternative place to live. We will be working with Charles and the tenant to see about alternative placement. If Charles does not choose to do that, we will work with Adam and Amanda in order to ensure that he, Ferguson and Adam Murphy, to ensure that he's...
And I will say, on the one tenant that's there, he's already in eviction process with that tenant, too. So,
yeah. Well, I mean, you know, one of the basic reasons for the board is for safety.
Correct.
Yep.
It's pretty plain. So then I guess we'd need a motion for order to vacate premises or a partial vacate of the building. And I don't know that we need all of the numbers right now. And repair the structure.
Yeah, I'd make the motion, second the motion. Just to clarify, it's 1W, 2W, and 3W, right?
Yes,
be vacated by the owner. And I think the sooner we can get that done, the better. So that's my second to your motion.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? I appreciate that was my curiosity is how did you find out about it? So it's great follow-up. And
do you put a timeline on him to have this demo done? I mean, or is it?
He's already... Has
it'll come into fines. If he chooses not to follow or comply with this, then we can start issuing penalties to him for that noncompliance.
Those penalties can then go on the taxes as well.
So let's put on this motion. Is that okay?
Sure.
I have a question.
Yeah. Well, we have a motion.
Why do we have a motion?
You want to discuss it? Or?
No, I just...
Okay.
I have a
all
question.
Right, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
My question is there a demolition requirement already been issued on the staircase?
He did get a demo permit last year for it. However, that's going to have to be redone. That was part of
it. Was that stipulated by us?
No, he did that on his own.
He did it on his own.
Yes.
Okay. So at this point in time, he can vacate the three apartments, but they'll be uninhabitable until that staircase is replaced, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
That's a good question. Is there something that's posted on the structure that uninhabitable, or how do we make sure that he...
That's a good question. I don't know. We haven't done that, but
we can find
a way to do that.
Yeah, I mean, you could have kids going up there. You could have everybody else trying to break in the stupid place. Not stupid place, but Floyd. So I would recommend that we do the vacate order, and if he sees nothing's going on, we're going to have to do the demolition requirement.
Yes.
Formally.
Okay.
If he doesn't comply.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
Okay.
No other items under new business. Is there any public comment? Thank God. the meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.
So the meeting's off the record now?
No.